On this episode of Still Loading, no trouble, no trouble. Hey guys, welcome back to Still Loading. It's Josh. Sorry, this is a solo show again. I know I promised on the last episode, the little mini-sode, that I would have my friend Jay here to talk about competitive fighting games. Unfortunately, he had car trouble. So, it's going to be a solo show today. But I decided instead of just giving a little stupid DLC thing like I normally do, because I don't have anything else to talk about, I'd try out a game I haven't played before and give some thoughts on it. So if you couldn't tell by the title, it's going to be Jackie Chan's Stuntmaster for the PlayStation 1. Now, I only played the first three levels, which apparently is already a fifth of the game. From what I saw online, there's 15 levels total, and, I got to the first boss, and the boss is pretty hard. Mainly because I'm bad at the type of game this is. So, without further ado, let's dig into this. Jackie Chan's Stuntmaster is a 3D old school, but it's like 3D, but it's got the camera work and style of an old school beat 'em up. I went into it hoping that it would be like amusingly bad, but surprisingly I enjoyed it a lot. It was really, really fun. So I'll just delve into a bit of it. So the storyline is kind of generic. Basically, Jackie's uncle, named Frederick, apparently, gets kidnapped, and you have to go rescue him, and you have to fight your way through New York City to go rescue him. That's the plot. That's about it. And so I beat the first three levels, and the first three levels plus got to the final, to the boss, the first boss. That's about all I played, so I don't know what else they add to it, but here, let's go in from there. So my first initial thoughts were the graphics were comical because it's these really cartoonish character models and then surprisingly realistic faces. So the aesthetic just doesn't mesh well together. That was amusing to watch, and it was especially amusing because the game opens up with Jackie eating some ramen out or like food at a restaurant, and you just see food all over his face, but it's just weird because it's bad texturing. It's just ridiculous. So your uncle gets kidnapped for reasons, and you basically just go from there and go to rescue him. So it took the controls took a little bit to get used to, but once you got the hang of the curve of it, it was pretty fun. They were a little weird, like the movement controls were a little sluggish, but the combat controls were pretty tight and responsive. Squares punch, triangles kick, X is jump, circle is a grab. And it was really cool with all the things you could do. It was surprisingly interactive. Like you could, pick up, you could flip tables, throw chairs, you can throw enemies, you can, I did a wall kick, which I have yet been able to, like, figure out how the heck I did it, but that was really cool. But it was like a backflip into a kick. It was nuts. It was crazy. I don't know how I did it. I haven't been able to replicate it since. But so you fight your way through the mean streets in New York City to rescue him, and the first level was just straight up beat him up. But what was cool, it wasn't a straight beat him up, but what I liked about this a lot was that it was a platforming with a beat him up, and normally that bothers me, but the last time I had that, it was Double Dragon 2 for the NES. It was prevalent. I'm not a beat 'em up type of person, so for other people who are actually listening to this, you probably can think of a couple others that I don't know. I don't play a lot of beat 'em ups, so I don't know. I can't name drop anything, but platforming Double Dragon 2 was horrible. Platforming this was really fun. It was challenging, but not to the point like, it didn't punish you enough for failing on the platform because the crux of the game was the beat-em-up half. So you would only really take damage from the enemies, but all the platforming stuff, as long as you cleared the room of enemies, you could practice it. You can do it as many times as you want. to get, basically there's these like 10 dragon tokens in each level, and you can collect them. So to get them, some of it requires some pretty tricky platform, like wall jumping onto like those carpet awning things. You know, you can bounce, you always see them in platform, like 3D platformers, and in I guess all platformers now. But it's, oh my gosh, it was so fun. The actual combat, like I said, the controls were tight and responsive, but what was really cool was the actual, like, it felt fluid. When you punch, you can either do, like, you can do up to five punches to get a combo. There's ways to do more than five. I was bad at figuring it out. I had need some more practice with it. But if, like, you press and hold the button, whether it's kick or punch, then you do a wind-up to actually do more damage. Problem is, they can hit you, so you have to kind of time it right. That was really cool, and all the wind-up stuff was really cool. The wind-up kick was like you would either do a roundhouse kick or you do a front flip into a kick. Besides that, there was But the punch, you would like do a wind-up punch and like throw it forward. That was really cool. And then when you get to actually fight all the guys, you can, like I said, you can pick up things, you can pick up flower pots and throw them, you can throw the guys into their own enemy, into their own guy, if that makes sense. You can throw an enemy into other enemies, that's what I'm trying to say. That was really freaking cool. And once you clear, you can do the platforming. There, it takes a little getting used to, like the grab mechanics are a little weird and the jumps don't feel quite right, but I think it's acceptable because they don't punish you too much for failing at the platforming section. If worse comes to worse and you miss a token, you can always replay the level. So, that in itself it makes it kind of fun, because there are tokens you can't get at certain points of the level once you get too far, because you can't go back. So it forces you to replay. But like I said, it's not too bad. Leading up to the first boss, or the first boss himself, is a chef, and he's surprisingly tough. He does like this ground pound thing which knocks Jackie on his butt. When you go up there and try to hit him, he's pretty good at punching first. I feel like with a little bit of trial and error I could have figured out the fight, but I just wanted to get a feel of it, just, you know, for this episode. And I also wanted to save the full game, like try to beat the game and then do a full episode on it with a friend of mine, but I'll be discussing that a little bit more at the end of this episode. Some of the other things I wanted to talk about with this game were just some of the unique things that you found within, like, the game manual and about the bosses. It gives little bios in the character profiles that are quoted from the game itself. You know, Jackie Chan, he gives his age, his fighting style, which is just Chinese Kung Fu. Dislikes every boss on this game. Country, China. Then you have the boss's information. The first boss is a chef. His name's Chef Warren. Chef Warren, age 51. Likes his kitchen. Dislikes people entering his kitchen. Next boss, Barney Barry, age 40. Likes himself. Dislikes Jackie Chan. And these people are all from New York, just about, with the exception of the last two. Disco Danny is the second to last boss. He's from Chicago. Dante, the final boss, it looks like, is from Hong Kong. Anyway, so Terry Clown, another New Yorker, age 49. Fighting style, boxing. Dislikes mini player? I guess I have to get far enough into the game to find out what that is. Disco Danny likes disco, but he dislikes cartoons. And then the Dante, the final boss, likes is boss of a factory, dislikes be defeated. And this is almost quoted verbatim from Wikipedia, just to kind of give it another overall of it. It's basically a third-person beat-em-up involving Jackie Chan, whom the player takes control of, traveling through various levels, including waterfront, sewers, rooftops, factories, and the like, while punching, kicking, and fighting his way through various enemies, much like a Jackie Chan movie. I was reading up on this a little bit, and a lot of the developers, published by Midway, developed by Radical Entertainment, they consulted with Jackie Chan a lot with this game, and they used him as a motion capture for all the movements, and it really shows. The, like I said, the fighting controls are pretty tight and responsive, and the animation's surprisingly good. So you can really tell they used his, like, Jackie's movements to it. I mean, it's still primitive because of PS1, because it's a PS1 game, but it does pretty well. What else was cool about it is that they were consulting with it to make it feel like a Jackie Chan movie. And honestly, they succeeded. In just the three levels I played and the boss level, it was really, really, it really felt like a Jackie Chan movie. The storyline's ridiculous. The voice acting is laughably bad, just like most of the English dubs for Jackie's movies. The plot's almost non-existent. It's just, it's really fun and over the top. And the platforming, like I said, I can't get over this platforming and the fighting. Like, it just works so well. I really went into this game playing it just hoping to get a good couple laughs out of it, something funny. But, like, obviously, since this is audio, I can't really comment on, like, do a commentary on the game, because you're only going to be hearing punching sounds. And I'll be like, oh, look at that stupid face. Isn't it funny? And you'll be like, This guy, seriously, this is audio. We can't hear any of this. I'm turning this off. I don't like this guy. So I don't want any of that. I guess to wrap it up, I know this is still going to be short. I mean, there's only so much that I can do talking to myself in a room. So it's going to be another short episode, unfortunately. But at least it's something more interesting than me going, hey, guys. I don't got a guest again, but next week we'll have a guest again, and the reason I chose this game specifically for this little short episode is because I am starting up a new podcast with a friend of mine, Stefan. I believe I mentioned it earlier in one of the earlier podcasts, but now it's finally coming to fruition. There are some extenuating circumstances that we couldn't record as early as we wanted to, just like the thing with Jay here for the competitive fighting games episode, so we couldn't record as early as we hoped to, but never fear. It's coming together. The podcast is going to be called No Trouble, since that's one of Jackie's most quoted moments in almost every Jackie Chan movie. It's going to be a podcast all about martial arts movies. I'm a huge martial arts movie fan, mostly from the mid-80s onward. I mean, there's just so many movies, I won't be able to cover them all, but like, Stefan's seen a lot of them as well, so it's going to be really fun. Instead of talking about topics or specific concepts, we're going to be focusing on a movie-to-movie basis. So, like, our first movie is going to be Rumble in the Bronx. Second movie, I don't know yet. We're going to be kind of playing it by ear. It's kind of how I do all my podcasts, unfortunately. I really need to work on some structure with here. But the episodes will be hopefully out. We're hopefully recording this coming Saturday, so a little less than a week when this airs. So we'll be recording then, and hopefully it'll be good. I think it will. I think it's going to be a ton of fun, and it's going to sound awesome, and everyone's going to enjoy it. Well, for those who like martial arts movies. So anyway, that was just a little shameless plug for a podcast that's going to be joining along with this one. Hopefully this wasn't too boring for you. Hopefully I didn't ramble too much about the same stuff with the game. But if you guys have not checked out Jackie Chan's Stuntmaster for the PS1, I highly recommend it. I'm not going to say it's a great game, but it's a lot better than you think it would be. And the controls and gameplay, like I said, everything's just surprisingly fun about it. Not the tightest controls in terms of platforming, but good. Anyway, I'm repeating myself. Definitely check it out. So guys, until next week. See ya.